Right, so we are on the based on the top of Yud Amud Beis. We're talking about the question of whether kinuyim, right? These these are not shortened versions of for neder, but rather like nicknames, like different, really, they're really different words that are stand-ins for nedarim or other things also. Are they Lashon Shabadu Chachamim, the Chachamim kind of like a made-up language? Or are they a language that Lashon Umos, right? It's a language that other people use, the non-Jews use, and that's the reason why they, can be stand-ins for the regular language. So the Gemara now, so we talked about why there would be a value in making Kinuyim, right? Because it avoids the possibility of someone using Shem Hashem Levatala, right? But now the Gemara wants to say, maybe this whole conversation about whether kinyim are lashon shabadu lechachamim, or is it a language that the umos ha'olam use, maybe that's a machlokas tanaim. So lema ketanai, the Gemara says, five lines down. Beishame omrim kinuye kinuyin asurin. Beisila omrim kinuye kinuyin mutarin. So Beishame says that if you use a nickname for a nickname, right, so like a double, whatever you want to call it, like a derivative of a derivative, right? It's like there's already more water down now, right? So kinuya kinuyin. So Beishame says asurin, meaning it creates an iser, right, that works. Right? Asurin here means like it's good in the sense that it has value and it does the job, right? And Beis Hillel say no, kinuya kinuyin mutarin. If you're already going that far down, so it's not going to do anything. At that point, so why is that? Why? What does this have to do with our machlok? Yes. So, my love, manda amar kinuye kinuyin asurin kasarve kinuyin lashon umosin. Right? Maybe the person who holds that even a further extended nickname or different word for another is asur, meaning it works. Why? Because you hold. That it works. That's because he holds Lashon Umosein, meaning it's the language that people, that non-Jews use. So meaning, if as long as it's some other word that people actually use, right, for I swear, I promise, whatever the language would be that the non-Jewish world uses. So if it's more, simply dependent on what people say, so if people say it, right? And therefore it makes sense to say that Kinyin are also Asra. I mean, they also work. But if you say, no, that doesn't work, why? If you say it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because if it's Chazal set up certain words that they say work, so only those words are going to be the ones that work. Right? Look at the Mefarish on the left side just for a second. And that's why it doesn't do anything. I mean, they remain mutter. You haven't done it. You haven't done it. Had any impact. Meaning, because you didn't use the right word, right? If it's about something that Chazal chose, right? The rabbis chose a certain language, right? So then it's only language they chose. But if it's just a language that people use, so there's much more room for flexibility, presumably. Okay. So the question is no. Lo. The Kuli Alma Kinuyin Lashon Umosin. Now, really, Kinuyin is the language of Umos. Everyone agrees that. It's not language that the Chazal made up, but it's language that is used in the surrounding society. Ubeishame savre bahani nam mishtai Umos, ubeishilo savre bahani lo mishtai Umos. So really, everyone agrees that Kinuyin are language that people, that other people use in the surrounding society. But Beishame says, if it's, if you're using these more extended versions, that the Umos Olam use also, and Beis Hillel says they don't. So that's a much harder. What does that mean? There's a mitzias here. I mean, the machlokas. They do. They don't. So what's going on? Just look at the Ran on top of the page. Beis Hillel says, "Avei hachi lo mishtai Umos klomar dafilu mishtai hachi." Meaning, everyone agrees that they use it. It's used in some amount, right? There is certain people who use it, right? But leise me ikar lasha. Right, meaning it could be they use it, but it's not like how people really speak. I mean, some people do. Right, there's some people who mix up the language and use language like that. But lav lishnu, that's not real language. If anyone who has a teenager knows that there's certain phraseology now that teenagers use, as everyone who has teenagers is laughing, right? Things they say that actually make no sense, right? But they use the language, right? So they say, that's fire, right? Instead of saying, that's awesome, right? So that's not in the dictionary, right? There's no grammarian who would agree that there's much more weird things they say. But right, there's certain weird things that they, oh, that's a, and if adults say it, then they say, Abba, I don't, you can't say that, right? So that's why I use it all the time. But they used that teenage language, which I don't think we had when I was a teenager. Like we said, like or awesome or whatever. Right? They say,
but your parents said the same thing.
I guess so, but I don't think it was this crazy. They had their own dictionary almost, right? So how goof am I? At this Ron, I thought of my children, right? And that's I think what it means. I mean, there are words and phraseology that some people use. That's not real language. And that's like whatever. Some people have certain language, you know. So yes, you can't deny that there are some people who use this language. That's the point, right? I think it's good muscle. You can't deny there's some people who use that language, but that's not real language, right? And therefore, that's the basis is adkan. We're not going to like extend it, you know, that far. Fine. Okay. Fine. So that was one answer. So one answer is everybody agrees that kinuyin are lashon umos. It's just a question of how far you extend it. Is it anything people say? Or no, only things that people say that are really language. Or the answer is no. Yeah, you're right. There's a certain language that is included. And the question is, do you extend, right, this other language, which is, you know, again, these two answers I don't think have to be mutually exclusive per se, right? You could say that, you know, that it's still about extended language that people don't really use, right? And the question is is that included? Maybe it's not, maybe both agree. It's not really the language, right? Answer number one is, Beishama actually holds that since some people use it, that's considered enough to be considered kinuyin, and that's why it's usher, as opposed to saying, no, everyone agrees it's not real language. But we're concerned, right? We're concerned if people are allowed to use the language that's an extension, so they might come to use the real, you know, or the extension, whatever, double extension, they might come to use a real extension. And therefore, it's like a gzeira, right? Bishama says a gzeira, and Bishama says, nah, you know, we're not going to make a gzeira on a kinuyin that far we're not going to go. Fine. Okay. Okay, so says the Gemara continues. Hei chidami kinuyei kinuyin din nidar. What does that mean? What does this look like? What is a kinuyei kinuyin? Now that we're talking about kinuyin, fine. For now, kinuyei kinuyin, what are we talking about? Right? You can have a conversation in theory about the concept, but what are we looking at? What does it mean? What does it look like? So Tani of Yosef, mikan mina, mikan chena, mikan sana. Okay? These are all words that look like, it seemed like a little bit like the word konam, right? That's sort of like, that's the idea. Okay? Heich dame kinuyei kinuyin de cherem. And what does a kinuyei kinuyin of cherem look like? Tani, mifsha'a, charakim, charachim, charafim. Okay, words that sound similar to the word cherem. Kinuye, kinuye, de nazirus, tani of Yosef, mechaskana, minazchana, mefichna. Again, all languages that, in some way, they seem similar to, again, the language of nazir. They change the word, change the resh for the achas for a resh, etc., but things that relate to Naziris. Okay? So, Amle Ravina Ravashi, Kinma, Mai. Someone says the word Kinma, what does that mean? Konam Kamar? Right? They're saying a neder. Right? Odilma Kinman Besim Kamar. They're talking about a cinnamon. Right? Which is a spice. So, Amle Rachel Bered Ravchia Ravashi, Kina Mai. Again, another question. What's Kina? Kina Sheltarna Golden Kamar? You're talking about a chicken coop? Oh, Dilma Lashon de Konam, or Kina is again similar to the word Konam. So, how does that work? And what's the answer? Tibai, right? The word we've learned before, means like teku, basically. Like, yeah, you're right. We don't know. Once it gets this far, we don't always know which languages, you know, what things mean. So, a good warning to make sure that if, you know, not to use words that are unclear and then put you in a situation where you have a suffix that you took a neder or an aziris or whatever. Okay. Kinuye kinuye neshua heichidami. What does a kinuye kinuye neshua look like? Shavuel, shavusiel, shkukael. Shmuel says, Shavuel, Shvuel ben Gershom Ashma. Shvuel is a name. whose name is it? Shmuel ben Gershom. Look at the Mefarish on the left side. Dichsev v'Shmuel ben Gershom nagid ala utzros. V'lo mashma lashon Shmuel. That was a person that's Gershom, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Shmuel is the son of Gershom, the son of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson. Fine. So Shmuel is not a language of Shmuel. That's the name of a person. Okay. Now Ella Shavuvael, Shavusiel, Shukael. Mahu, all these three, what do you say? So Amar Shmuel, Amar Ashibisa, Amar Ashivsa, Lo Amar Klum, Ashkika Lo Amar Klum, Karincha Lo Amar Klum. Those languages are nothing. They don't mean anything. And they don't work. Fine. So in case you're wondering, don't use those languages. If you use those languages, you're off the hook. You didn't say anything, you don't have to worry about it. I guess they sound too these are words that they reflect other words in Aramaic that at least, you know, make someone think it sounds like a neder, right? Fine. A neder b'mohi hare elu kinyuyin. So we mentioned at the end of the Mishnah, you're saying the language of mohi, and mohi was reflected of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu took a neder when he was leaving his father-in-law to come back to Mitzrayim. So neder b'mohi, that is a kinyuy. Okay, so Tanya Shim Gomel Omer, ha'omer b'mohi, lamar klum. If you just say the word b'mohi, that doesn't do anything. Even though mohi means Moshe Rabbeinu, that doesn't do anything. B'mumsa da'amar mohi, with the language that, you know, oath or whatever, that Moshe took, hare elu kinyuyin l'shvua, that counts as a kinyuy for a shvua. So the Ran just points something out on the right side, on the top. Tanya Shim Gomel Omer, neder b'mohi, so here it says, this is what it means. He's just going to explain the Mishnah. Meaning it says, it doesn't mean if you just say the words b'mohi. So the language of mumsa da'amar mohi is just another way of saying the shua that Moshe took. But Yom Moshe LaShevet Esaish Mishumachi Tanan Beneder B'Mohi. So the point is that when Moshe Rabbeinu decides to stay with Yisrael after he runs away from to Midian, and he stays there and he marries his daughter and he works as a shepherd, etc. So that Shvua, presumably, that Moshe took. So we're reflecting that same Shvua. So you just say the words B'Mohi, that's not enough. That doesn't. All you said the word was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is not a Shua. But if Moshe took a Shua and want to take a Shua like he did, okay, so that's telling me something. Okay. Fine. All right.
It looks like right in that run all the way on top.
Yeah.
Like three lines down.
Yes.
It looks like he's saying the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, good point. Thank you. I was actually going to point that out. Yes. If you look three lines from the top of the page, with the run, it says, V'kayim alan ki Rabbi Yochanan da'amar lashan umos heim. Right? That we seem to pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that's lashan umos. You also hold that extended kinuyim are mutter, they don't do anything. Which is clear, by the way, from the Gemara, because the Gemara assumed both times when it wanted to explain the machlokas b'sil b'sham, it says, no, kule ama, lashon umosim.
Like b'sil, the second part of this. Like
right, correct, exactly. Yeah, yes, thank you for pointing out, good point, yes. Good. Okay. So, next Mishnah. Ha'omer, La chulin sha'ocha lacha. Okay, so the nikudos here matter. La chulin. La chulin means not chulin. The Bach actually changes the word to la lamed aleph space chulin. Right, but person says not chulin sha'ocha lacha. Lo kasher velo dechi. Some is not kasher or some is not clean. Tahor vitame nosar upigol. So if you say this language, any of these things, so then usser, then the thing is forbidden to you. Okay, look at the Ran. Masnisin la chulin shalach lachal kasha la dechi kulu pipat patchus halamid karinan lo. Meaning they all have a patach under the lamid, right? Umishumachi usser, and that's why they're usser. Dimishtamai lo chulin, right? Ela korban. Lo kasher, el aser. It's not kasher. It's aser. Lo dchi, el aser. It's not clean. Rather, it's forbidden. Right? The eshkech anochi gabe heter. Right. So fine. So that's the language of law. Right? Not. It's not. La, lo, etc. Fine. And then when he says something's tameh, it's nosar, it's pigul, so that, again, those are all things that can happen on their own. Something becomes nosar, it's latar from the mizbeach, becomes pigul, etc. All those things are things that are usar. So you're saying that these things are like nosar and pigul, so now you're making them forbidden to yourself also. Okay? Ki imra, ki dirim, ki etzim, ki ishim, ki mizbeach, ki heichal, ki yushalayim. Nadar be'echa mikol b'sham shem mizbeach. Afa b'shalo hiskir korban, harei zen neder b'korban. So what if you use language that is not, you know, that is basically saying that these, whatever the item is in front of you, some loaf of bread, right, should be like the eitzim of the mizbeach, like the fire of the mizbeach, like the mizbeach itself, like the heicha, like Yerushalayim itself, right? And you take a neder on basically using any of the items that are used in the mizbeach, like the shovel used in the mizbeach, whatever it is, right? So these are all things that are used for the mizbeach, used for the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, those terms all imply that you're trying to make this item forbidden to you. Right? And that's why those are languages of neder that work. And that's true, even though you didn't even say the word korban. Right? But nevertheless, how is that korban? That thing becomes, you're standing by over an animal, and you say, you know, hare, it's ki yushalayim. So that's enough to make it into something that's aser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha'omer yushalayim, lar makom. Yehuda says, but if you just say the word, ha'omer yushalayim, so that's not going to do anything. That's not enough. That's not something that's going to, make it into a korban. But all these other languages, so kiddis, kiddis, kiddat, is enough to do. So just look in the mefarish for a second. So, like, for example, ki'imra. What does that mean? So he says, sha'amar hare alai ki'imra demashma keves tamidin. Right? You're referencing, it's like the sheep of the Talmud. Kedirim, kedir behemos. Shal korban, right? Like a group of animals, right? That are brought for a korban. So, or kedir etzim, or ke etzim, mashma ka tzeh maracha, like the etzim from the maracha that were brought to use for burning of the korbanos. Or ki eshim, ki isho shal mizbeach, etc. All those things. O neder be'echa mikol misham shem mizbeach, bechleya mizbeach, ke mizrak, o ke machta, right? Like music at the fire pan. Aser, but also chayfish and other bow, right? So yes, you forbid it in the same way. Okay, so we'll stop here and we will pick up Afir Aleph tomorrow.
All these instances.